This is 906-3000 and 761-3330, North Hollywood. Hi, this is Paul Mack, and thank you very much for calling the Movie Line. We'll get right into another week of film-listed fun in a moment, but first, we have some very important news to share with you. It's rather tragic, actually. There was a major problem here last week at the Movie Line, and I think that I should discuss this with you and share it with you because, well, after all, you are my listeners, and this is, well, it's rather sad, actually. Last week on 906-3000 and 761-3330, we had a big, big mistake and mix-up on the Movie Line. It was nothing that I said. However, Dave from Burbank was chatting with you last week, opening the tape, as you recall, in our little skit. And there was something that he said that I just can't figure out what the hell it was. I mean, it was something utterly preposterous. Well, here's a clip from last week's tape. You figure it out.
Okay, did you know that Hammond and Hardman was born?
What did he say? I can't figure. The guy was, he was talking about, he was supposed to be giving out, one more time.
Okay, did you know that Hammond and Hardman was born?
Now that is stupid. Why anybody would come on my show and say Hammond and Hardman and not get away with getting that cut out or what? I tried playing it forwards, backwards, sideways, upways, downways, anyways, and I could not make heads or tails out of it. When I asked Dave what the problem was, all he can say was
Hammond and Hardman,
and I really didn't think that was very funny at all. I mean, the guy comes on my tape and makes a mockery out of the whole Movie Line idea. Hammond and Hardman, shit. All right, let's try to play this thing backwards and see if we get anything out of it.
That I can smell. That's all I had.
Personally, I think that's disgusting. I would never accept responsibility for. As a matter of fact, I think Dave should apologize on the telephone.
Let me at least explain what I was trying to do. There was a serious effort there.
Because I don't even know what you were trying to do. Why didn't that get cut out is what I'd like to know.
You know, these things happen.
These things definitely happen. They happened last week.
It made me laugh.
And now I'm making a public apology on the telephone. What happened, Dave?
Love it. Well, like Nino says, no matter how well written something is, the tongue and the brain just don't seem to connect.
Well, your brain and tongue certainly weren't connecting that time. And make it quick, because we got to get on with the show.
All right. See, Paul Mack, somebody you probably never heard of before, has this movie star calendar.
That's right.
Which I was looking at the particular time I was making the tape.
Absolutely.
And I saw at December 9th something that seemed of interest. Remember the lady that played the Wicked Witch on The Wizard of Oz?
Margaret Hamilton.
Absolutely. I was trying to say, instead of Hammond Harmon, I meant to say Margaret Hamilton was born on this date, which was December 9th at the time, in 1902.
Honest to God. And instead, we screwed up all that tape.
And it came
wasted
out.
Wasted all this time. And it sounded like
Hammond and Hardman, 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 Hammond and Hardman.
I love it.
In your home and away.
What was that? You trying to tell me you didn't hear that shriek? That was something trying to get out of its premature grave, and I don't want to be here when it does. This place is possessed.
Gabble blotches on a leg.
It be time for Primates Pee Stench. From a place where qualified experts create the most unique spoonerisms, tongue twists, trip-ups, and goofs, you've reached Paul Mack Presents at not only 761-3330, but 906-3000 as well.
Okay, I just want to ask one question, okay? What the hell does film-listed fun mean? I mean, you're not listing films, you're not listing any type of information. You're not listing lines. What do you? Why do you call it film listed fun? This has been bugging me for the past year, and I finally decided to call and ask you, Paul, what the hell that means, please, because I'm sure there are many more out there like me in agony and wondering why the hell you call it this. Thank you.
A beginning is a very delicate time. Know then that it is the year 10,191. The known universe is ruled by the Padishah Emperor Shaddam IV, my father. In this time, the most precious substance in the universe is the spice melange. The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel. The Spacing Guild and its navigators, who the spice has mutated over 4,000 years, use the orange spice gas, which gives them the ability to fold space. That is, travel to any part of the universe without moving. Oh yes, I forgot to tell you. The spice exists on only one planet in the entire universe. A desolate, dry planet with vast deserts. Hidden away within the rocks of these deserts are a people known as the Fremen, who have long held a prophecy that a man would come, a Messiah, who would lead them to true freedom. The planet is Arrakis, also known as Dune.
Hello, and thanks for calling. Paul Mack presents The Movie Line for the week of December 16th through the 20th, 1984, for another week of Film Listed Fun. That's right, and I bet you're all really wondering what Film Listed Fun means. Well, it's not really too hard to figure out, because when we started the line a couple of years ago, we came up with that slogan, Film Listed Fun, because we bring you film listings in a fun way. Occasionally, when we do review a film around here, we do give you the theater listings where you can see it, local to our areas, of course, so we came up with film listings in a fun way. Film Listed Fun, right here on The Movie Line. Brought to you by myself, Paul Mack, your host. By the way, it is Christmas time, so please send me some thumbprints, fingernails, or maybe even a present or two. A Christmas card would be nice. Write to me at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Well, we got a brand new batch of film reviews for you coming up, so let's get in with them right here on The Movie Line.
Hi, Paul, it's Liz. Well, yes, it's been a long time, I know, but I have finally managed to go out and see a couple movies. Which movies, you ask? Well, I'll tell you, I've seen one good movie and one bad movie. The good movie was Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, I know that sounds like it would be a real duddy movie and really stupid, and that's what I expected, but it was effectively terrifying. It was much better acted than I thought it would be. It was good and gory. And it kept me on the edge of my seat. It wasn't predictable. It was a very good movie. I've seen it twice and I'll go see it again. On the other hand, the movie I saw with it was among the most worthless drivel I believe ever produced and put on a movie screen, and that was The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Now, this movie is supposed to be a true account of the actual chainsaw killings that occurred in Texas in the early 70s. Well, if this is a true account, then how do they explain having a badly decomposed old man come back to life to suck the blood of this girl's fingers? They're telling me that is a true account of what happened. That is the biggest bunch of crap I've ever seen. The movie was not so terribly acted, but not very well acted either. The story was stupid. It was so bad, Paul, that it was offensive, and I was afraid that my friends would see me coming out of the theater and think, oh God, she went to see that? I was embarrassed, so I don't recommend anyone seeing it. I am eagerly awaiting Beverly Hills Cop and City Heat. Let's hope Eddie Murphy actually appears in this movie. We shall see. I'll be there Friday. This has been Liz. Have a good one. Be at peace. Bye.
Yin and Yang Breakfast Conversations.
Hi, morning, sweetheart.
Morning.
Quick, turn on the wireless. Major Keep Fit is on.
Major what?
Keep Fit. He keeps your whole body in shape.
Let's leave my body out of this.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on, up you get. There we are. Okay, where's the wireless? Right, here we go.
Stand to attention.
Stand to attention.
Oh, brother.
Place your hands on your hips.
Hands on the hips.
Raise up on the toes. One.
Bend
the knees outwards. Two.
Oh.
Straighten the knees.
Make up your mind.
Lower the heels. Four.
Oh.
First exercise. Begin.
One. Two. Up. Down. Oh, isn't it great?
All right. What are those swimmy things in front of my eyes?
Keep going. They'll go away.
I'm feeling dizzy.
You'll get to love it.
All right. Come over here by the door.
Over here? Why? What do you want?
Here you go. And as for you, Major, I get all the exercise I need just lifting a coffee cup.
And here, I thought I was calling more to Delicatessen. This is Mr. Observatory leaving a long-awaited input message for the movie line. Well, what am I going to review? My shorts, they're dirty and need desperate cleaning. But what I really want to talk about is movies. Well, the Christmas movie glut is just around the corner, and 2010 is out, and lots of things for you to spend your movie going dollars on. But remember, before you go to the movies, read a newspaper, because if you spend your money on a movie you don't like, then it's only your fault for not getting an idea of what you're going to see. A bit of common sense from Mr. Observatory in beautiful downtown Canoga Park. Remember, when in Canoga Park, dial the operator and spit in her face. Thank you, and have an observatory day. Bye-bye.
This is Joel Westwood, and I just saw 2010 on Friday when it opened. I saw the first show at 12 o'clock. And I want to say Peter Hyams did a great job in producing, directing, writing, and shooting it. It was one of the best films I've seen this year, and it was very impressive. However, towards the end, it was making a statement which I felt rather intimidating, and that is that the superior intelligence has the right to dictate where we should establish residence in the universe and what we should do. After all, according to 2001, they were the people who started the fighting in the first place by placing the monolith on Earth to start the monkeys to use tools and weapons and start violence. So what gives them the right to bring us together in peace and then tell us where to live? In any case, in spite of this intimidation, I thought it was a great film, and 2010 is well worth $5.50. I paid for it at the Cinerama Dome. And as for Dune, I haven't seen it yet, but I should see it in the next couple days. I'll call back with that review. Bye-bye.
Yeah, hi, Paul. This is Frank from North Hollywood, and I'm going to give you my report on Beverly Hills Cop. It's the new smash that just came out with Eddie Murphy, and boy, was it good. It was one of the most funniest movies I've seen in a long time. Eddie Murphy is just like the premier actor.
Well, hello, Paul, Movie Line. This is Joanne, the other half of the OCC staff, and I've got John OCC on the phone with me.
Oh, you bastard!
Anyway, I finally let John kind of talk me into leaving a comment on your line regarding the movie Beverly Hills Cop, which we had the pleasure to go and see last night, and it was a very, very funny movie. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for people under 12, though.
Why not? I'm under 12.
Well, Paul's the exception, though.
Oh, okay.
The movie has got a lot of very strong language, which, if you take it in the right context, it has a lot to do with the movie, okay? It wouldn't be quite so funny without it.
Wonderful!
Thank you very much! Yeah. There are a couple of shoot-em-up scenes toward the end of the movie where you get to see, you know, bullet holes, but not too much blood, thank God. The movie, though, is very funny. It's got a very interesting plot. It's lighthearted, and at the same time, it kind of deals with a serious occurrence. Eddie Murphy is absolutely hilarious, and this is possibly one of the best movies this year I've seen. Maybe behind All of Me.
Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Oh, my God, it's a stolen movie review.
Oh, God. Anyway, I guess that's it for the Orange County contingent.
The Orange County what?
The Orange County contingent?
The connection.
Connection, that's it. Connection. Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Oh, you can't stop giving me attention. I have to have attention. You know that. Come on, man. If you stop, I'll have to come down there and defecate in your nose hair.
Oh, no.
You know, come on. Keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
Mac, you're back. I gotta tell you, buddy, that's wonderful. And this is Mr. Fun. You know, I always feel guilty calling your line without a movie review. So before I call and leave input, I make it a habit to see something first, whether I want to or not. And this week was no exception. However, I'm a year late with this one. I saw Silkwood finally on cable TV. About 30 minutes longer than it had to be, I thought. But nonetheless, it was a fine, suspenseful film. Not as gut-busting as The China Syndrome, a movie with a similar theme. Meryl Streep, I wasn't too impressed with her performance in Kramer vs. Kramer, but she really gained my respect with Silkwood. Kurt Russell, he's blown me away with the film The Thing and his portrayal of Elvis Presley and with this one. And Cher, although she was quite good in Silkwood, she wasn't that deserving of her supporting actress nomination, I thought. Personally, I would have trimmed about 30 minutes of the meandering dialogue. But on the Mr. Fun scale of 5 max, 5 being best, I'd give Silkwood 3 max. And you guys can have the other two. John OCC, I gotta hand it to you. Anyone who would let a stranger rip from the shreds with a razor blade and splicing block and come back with praise for his handiwork is a real good sport in my book. And, Paul, I want to thank you for letting me put together your best movie line tape ever. And if you'd like in the future someday to have your second best movie line tape, well, then give me a call. No, seriously, Paul, you're a hard act to follow. I guess that's probably because you never know where you're going. It's great to have you back. I love the movie line because it truly is one of a kind, except, of course, on Friday and Saturday. Anyway, Paul, be good to your voice because there's not a whole lot more you can do for your brain. Take care, be well, and remember, never feed pasta to your gerbil. This was, is, and will be again Mr. Fun. Thank you, bye.
Hi, this is Stanley, and this week I saw a couple of exhilarating films. I saw The Night of the Comet, which is a very witty and intelligent film. People who don't have much intelligence probably either would like it or would not like it, because it's kind of stupid, but it's kind of intelligent also. If that makes any sense to you, then go see the movie. And I also saw Starman a week before it came out with the special preview, screening, whatever. It was a very, very good movie. I recommend it for everybody. It had good special effects, it had good plot, it had good acting, it had a good romance, it had good... I won't say that. And I generally liked it. And, they won't let me go back to movies like that at the retirement center because they say it's just too exciting for me. And I probably will not get to go see another movie for another 3 months because my wheelchair is in the shop.
Okay, I'm going to end all the necessary means and needs to give film reviews. First of all, the modern day films are shit. If you want to see good movies with good morals and good stories, just watch Matinee at the Bijou on Channel 28 from 1 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Weekdays if you're out of school. I have never yet seen a bad movie on that channel.
And this is obviously, Al, you're not seeing any of my films.
He's from another world, 6 billion light years away.
No, sir. According to the AP Wire, one of the biggest meteorites to strike the planet Earth in the past 80 years hit last night near Ashland. So you folks who called in to say you saw a flying saucer...
He's an alien life form who's taken the form of the man she loved.
We found some hairs from Scott Hayden's head.
But is that possible? I mean, can you clone a living organism from the hair of a dead man?
Now he only has 3 days to rendezvous with his mothership.
12 noon, 3 days from now. What happens if you don't get there in time?
Then I will die.
Only 3 days to experience the one force in the universe he's never encountered. Love.
It's when you care more for someone else than you do for yourself.
Columbia Pictures presents Starman. The science fiction love story. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, this is Patty from Glendale, and I want to leave my film review about Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, it's a funny movie if you like Eddie Murphy, but if you don't like Eddie Murphy, don't see it. It's stupid if you don't like Eddie Murphy, but if you do, it's bitchin'. I'm telling you, it's one of the bitchin'est movies this year. Better than Ghostbusters would ever be. So, if you want to see a bitchin' movie, lots of aggressive K words like fucking and sucking and things like that, just go out and see it. That's all I have to say. And, you know, you might laugh. So, oh well, just see it.
No, actually, Vancouver did a three-bird line, and this is Mr. Bob, depending on how you pronounce it, but I just saw the movie Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy, and I hate Eddie Murphy in movies, and I'm probably going to hear about it from everyone from the Galactic Hitchhiker to down as lowly as, say, Mr. Orange County Connection, yeah, one of those guys. But anyway, it's an okay movie, it's average, and I have yet to see Eddie Murphy in a great movie yet. I just don't know. He has mass audience appeal, but I just don't, you know, like the idea of Eddie Murphy movies. He was much better on Saturday Night Live and in concert. But that's just one phone guy's opinion. So until I talk to you about 2010, this is Mr. Bob, or however you want to pronounce it, beautiful downtown Canoga Park. And remember, when in Canoga Park, call your operator and say burp into the phone. Thank you, and have an observatory day.
Hi, this is Patty from Glendale. I want to talk about probably the best movie out of 1984. Now it's Purple Rain. Purple Rain has a lot of potential and a lot of good music in it. It's really good to take your like boyfriend or girlfriend to see, you know, because there's a lot of parts in it that'll make you cry and there's a lot that'll make you laugh. The movie is just, I don't know how to explain it. I guess you'd really have to see it. It's rated R, but. I mean, I don't think they check you for ID if you're under 17, but Prince plays an outstanding role, and it's really sad on what happens to his family. His father shoots himself, his mother was hanged, and it's a really good movie. Then one of my other favorite movies was probably Little Darlings with Matt Dillon and Kristen McNichol and Tatum O'Neal. Kristen McNichol, I used to not like her because I used to like Matt Dillon a lot, but now I've noticed, you know, for the past like 3 years that she's a really good actress, and Matt Dillon is a really good actor. Yes, you know, the movie was meant for teenagers, wasn't meant for adults and stuff like that, but I don't know, that was a really good movie. Might be able to get that like on a VHS tape or something, because I don't think they're showing it anymore. But anyways, I just want to say hi to Paul Mack. And I want to say hi to Gopher Twins. Because I love them all. And Rufus Rat, of course. And so, oh well, I just hope this line just keeps going. But anyways, bye.
Hey, this is Mark from North Hollywood Jr.
I'm just going to talk about two movies I've seen, one of which hasn't come out to the local theaters. I saw a preview of it on Friday night, last night. It's called Free Johnny Dangerously. You've probably seen it written all around the place. It's a comedy spoof on the 1934 gang wars in Chicago and New York, and it's starring Joe Piscopo, who's a great actor off of Saturday Night Live. And it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I think I shall rate it a 9. Okay, another movie right now. Let's see, what was the other movie? Oh, I saw Dune, starring Sting from The Police. Dune, a science fiction fantasy that ran about 2 hours 15 minutes. One of the best movies I've ever seen. I can relate it to 2001 Space Odyssey. And it's worth seeing. Both these movies are worth seeing. Okay, well, that's about it. This is Mark North Hollywood Jr. I guess I'll talk to you guys later.
Dune, where kingdoms are built on earth that moves. And skies are filled with fire. Where warriors fight with a thought and kill with a word. A world called Doom. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now at select theaters. Check newspapers for theaters and showtimes.
Let me see. We have a scarf for Skywalker, right?
Yes.
And perfume for the princess?
Yes, yes.
What about Han Solo?
Couldn't we get him here?
That leaves one big problem.
What?
Couldn't we get him a comb?
He gave him a comb last year.
What can you get a Woody for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that? Take home. Oh, he does need a tie clip and he doesn't use shaving foam. So what can you get a Woody for Christmas when he already owns a comb? It's really a problem. What can you get a Woody for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that to take home? No, he'll never wear galoshes
or a hat upon his furry dome.
That's about going to do it this time for another week tape. I mean, that's about going to do it this tape for another week time. Next time, we'll have a week show for you. Next week, we're having another time. We're going to thank you for listening this week. For the next time we run a show, this time next week, we'll have a thing on. Anyway, I just want to say there's some other numbers you can call in the 818 area code for alternative programming. Those include feedback at 765-6000, DBS at 506-0069, telephone at 882-9524, observatory at 702-0429, and the 714 area code, call clothesline at 898-4851, or the Orange County Connection at 680-0894. Yeah. Anyway, don't forget to call the input line when you're done seeing this or hearing a movie, something like that, at 761-0333. Tell your friends to leave their film reviews and you do it yourself. And in case you have a computer modem, call Computer Off World at area code 213-479-2550 for the sexual rock and roll fantasy nuclear generation. Yeah, that's right. It's basic matchmaking service as well as film reviews and rock and roll trivia. Give it a buzz. It's quite interesting with computer modems only. So that's going to do it this week. Like I said, don't forget to call in next week at this very same time. Look forward to hearing the Gopher Twins on this number Friday and Saturday. Thanks for calling. This tape repeats anytime now. We're talking moments, seconds. Please stand by.